You're listening to the AHTB Cereals and Oilseeds podcast. Monthly highlights from your arable levy organisation.
Hello and welcome to this month's episode of the AHTB Cereals and Oilseeds podcast. I'm Eleanor Holdsworth, and this episode we've got an update on the US-China trade dispute and AHTB's latest planting and variety survey, looking at what's being planted for Harvest 2018. Firstly, here's the latest on the US and China and what that might mean for UK growers.
Hello, I'm Daniel, an arable analyst at AHTB. Just giving a quick update on the US-China trade dispute and its agricultural significance. After weeks of speculation, negotiation and threats, the US have now implemented tariffs, largely on industrial and transport products imported from China. The 25% levy came into effect at midnight in Washington on the 6th of July, with the total value of tariffs estimated at $34 billion. China have, as promised, retaliated with tariffs of a similar value, with US agricultural, industrial, energy and transport goods impacted. This includes the United States' largest agricultural export commodity to China, soybeans. Since the Chinese first threatened tariffs on US soybeans in April, US nearby soybean futures have fell by over $70 per tonne, with markets reacting to the uncertainty and factoring in the possible effects. Closer to home, nearby Paris rapeseed futures have been pressured by the fall in US soybean value, but recent bullish news following lower estimates for the season rapeseed harvest in Europe have helped raise prices recently, following unfavourable weather. The long-term effects of the trade dispute here in the UK are unclear. We, like others, will be affected indirectly as any new impact of the tariffs filters into the markets. For more information on recent analysis looking at the importance of soybeans to China and how tariffs on US soybeans could affect trade, please visit the markets page on the AHTB Cereals and Oilseeds website.
And now let's hear from Peter Collier on the Planting and Variety Survey for Harvest 2018. So Peter, you've been working on the AHTB Planting and Variety Survey this year, which shows what's been planted for Harvest 2018. Can you just tell us how the survey works?
Yeah, thanks, Anna. So the survey is conducted throughout the spring. Forms were sent out during May, and I think it's sent out to well over 6,000 different farm businesses up and down the country, including England, Scotland and Wales. From those forms, what we do is we collect the data for planting previous year and this year, and then apply those percentage changes to the DEF for June survey in order to come up with a robust area change for varieties and also areas of wheat, barley, oats and oilseed rape throughout the country.
So what does the survey tell us about what's being planted for Harvest 2018?
Well, I think it's worth just taking a look at the headline figures for now, just looking at oilseed rape, wheat, barley and oats. To start with the oilseed rape, the area in England and Scotland has risen for the first time in 7 years. However, this is still well below 2015 area and 19% lower than that recorded in 2012. The year-on-year increase is likely a reflection of better planting conditions for oilseed rape in autumn 2017, following the previous season's really dry autumn conditions and the cabbage stem flea beetle impact. The significant area increases have been seen in the eastern and southeast England regions this year, where it appears that oilseed rape has replaced spring barley as the winter wheat alternative. Moving on to wheat, there's been a continual decline in the wheat area, down 2% again at GB level, mainly due to the decline in the area in the eastern and southeast regions where black grass continues to be a challenge. Within this though, there's been a marginal decline in the Nabin Group 1 and 2 bread wheats, while we've seen some rise in the Group 3 areas, driven by the higher yielding varieties which have been added to the recommended lists in the last couple of years. If we look at barley, overall, the GB barley area remains unchanged year on year. However, there's been a further shift from winter to spring barley plantings, especially in Scotland. The GB winter barley area is now down 7% from last year, and in Scotland, the area is the lowest recorded this millennia. At the same time, the GB spring area has been estimated to be 4% higher than in 2017, the fourth consecutive year that we've seen an area expansion. Now, this increase is primarily driven by an increase in Scotland and the northwestern Yorkshire, with the area planted to varieties with full approval from MAGB, up 7% from last year. However, with the introduction of varieties such as Laureat to full approval, the area that's actually going to be suitable for maltsters may not have risen by the same degree. So overall, the barley area has remained unchanged from last year, and the oat area has also remained fairly constant year on year, remaining at historically high levels, especially in Scotland. Interestingly, there's been a rise in the southwest with more people planting oats this year. If you're interested in seeing a full breakdown of results, or even downloading the data behind headline figures. These can be found in the episode notes below.
That's all for this episode. Listen out for our Harvest Podcast mini-series coming out soon. For more information on what AHDB does for you, visit cereals.ahdb.org.uk.